Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And we have with us today a rabbi and a settler. You've heard that term, settlers. And they make you think that they have horns and that they are vicious people. What in the world is a settler?
Well, the settlers are those of us who choose to live in what we call Yehuda v'Shomron, Judea and Samaria, which the world refers to as the West Bank. But it is the highest concentration, the area where there was the highest concentration of Jews in the times of the Bible, as we've uncovered over 200 archaeological sites that were Jewish towns during the times of the Bible, during times of the First Temple and the Second Temple. And we've returned. We have not taken anyone's land, but we've redeemed our own land, and we live in Judea and Samaria, known as the West Bank.
That's right.
And they call us settlers, yeah.
They call
us settlers, but yeah. We are redeemers. We're not really settlers. We're redeemers.
And you are the people that are close to the Bible.
That's right. We live in the real Bible Belt.
You live in the real Bible Belt. That is the Bible Belt. And, Israel itself, now let's get a little picture of Israel as we know it today. Mm-hmm. It's the size of the state of New Jersey.
That's right.
And this fact was told to me, and it just amazes me. If you would put the bottom of Israel on Los Angeles, the top of it would not reach to San Francisco.
Yeah, it's like Dallas-Fort Worth. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's small. It's very, very small.
I've met people in Texas that have ranches that are bigger than the whole country.
That's right. And you take Israel as the size of New Jersey. Then if you took out of that... a Delaware size bite. Mm-hmm. That's equivalent to what the world calls the West Bank.
Right.
And you would leave Israel in some places only 9 miles wide.
That's right.
Absolutely indefensible.
Yeah. It's the central hill country, which is the West Bank or Judea and Samaria, takes up a large portion of the country. And, the Bible refers to it in the book of Deuteronomy as the Har HaTov, the good mountain, because it's a very mountainous country. And that's historically where the Jews have been mostly concentrated.
You know, and God says in his Ezekiel 36, he says, has the prophet go to those mountains, which are going to be,
yes,
the Jewish people are going away from them in the time of Ezekiel. And then he has him prophesy to those mountains that they will be back. And when he says the mountains of Israel, that they will be back, he is talking about that spine down the middle, which was the place of the patriarchs, the road of the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac,
right,
and Jacob. And Jesus went that way when he
That's
went
right.
to see, to today it's called Nablus, but in those days it was Shechem,
right,
and the women of Samaria. And so the mountains of Israel that God says the Jews are going to come back to in Ezekiel, mm-hmm, chapter 36, and he tells them, I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, all of it, and the cities shall be inhabited, and the waste shall be builded. Mm-hmm. I will settle you after your old estate, and will do better unto you than at your beginnings. You shall know that I am the Lord. Now this is regarding the mountains of Israel. The book we're offering is,
mm-hmm,
and this is the part of Israel that's people
right.
call the West Bank.
And if you want to come and see the biblical prophecies coming true before your very eyes,
that's
as Billy just read, you come and you will see this unfolding before your very eyes, where it says, you know, in the book of Zechariah, once again will be heard in the cities of Judah,
yes,
right, the sounds of the bride and the groom. And I've been to weddings in the hills of Judea. I've been there. I've seen it with my own eyes. The prophecy's unfolding.
And Jerusalem, the children will play in the streets.
That's right. It says, Od Yeshu, Zekenim, Uzkenot, Birchovot, Yerushalayim. The elderly will sit by the streets, sit there, and the children will be playing. And I've watched my children play in the streets of Jerusalem. We are living the prophecy.
We are living it.
We're living it.
You know, I sometimes say prophecy is not a subject that you study in a dusty old classroom.
That's right.
With a boring old professor. Prophecy is when I go to Israel and I sat in my first classes in 1986, mm-hmm, and next to me was a girl come home, escaped from Ayatollah Khomeini, and her family had to walk, you know, across from Iran.
Mm-hmm.
She was so beautiful. I was just sure she was from Queen Esther.
Hmm.
And I thought, they haven't been here since Queen Esther. They've been in Persia, in Iran, Elam. Mm. And now she's sitting next to me, and this That's is right. prophecy come to life. Right. And you are prophecy come
That's
to right. life.
That's what we feel like when we're living there. That's what we feel like. And I'll tell you something I think about when there are people in this world that put pressure on the state of Israel to return what's called the West Bank to the so-called Palestinians. You know, I my wife and I are just, we wonder if a Jew can't live in Judea, that where do they expect us to live exactly? If Judea is not the homeland of the Jew, then, you know, I'm not sure where our place in this world is. And it's very sad to us when they freeze building in the West Bank, as some of the, even the Israeli prime ministers have done, in order to appease Israel's enemies. And I live in a rented house because we can't build. Where I
oh,
live,
really?
We don't. Yeah.
You have a freeze yeah. on in Efrat?
Efrat was frozen. The government froze it. And now for us to build, we need the defense minister to sign off. And he won't sign off on it. Because it's a political hot potato to build in what's called the West Bank.
Oh, my. And so, this is the very place, these are the places where he says you will be rebuilding the cities.
That's right.
I think that every president should have an atlas, a Bible atlas.
Yes, I agree. And as we mentioned yesterday, that I think if this is something you believe, it has to affect how you vote. The same way I think the economy and other issues should affect your voting. And I can't tell anybody how to vote. But for me, I always, as an American, you know, I'm an American.
Sure.
Even though I live in Israel, I'm an American citizen. I can still vote as an absentee ballot. That if the Bible is your priority and you believe the word of the Bible is true, that has to affect your voting patterns. That's what I think. You know, I don't endorse any candidates on the air. That's not my job. I just know that I have to reflect through my own belief system and which candidate is the right one for me.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And of course, then we get back to that, that we want our nation to bless Israel
yeah.
So that we can know blessings. And we have that book, as I said, for you to understand exactly what is the world talking about. And what are some of the cities that are on what the world calls the West Bank?
Well, the area where I live, which is just south of Jerusalem, look, they would even include Jerusalem as
Jerusalem.
The West Bank.
It's one of those cities.
One of those cities. Like I live in a city called Efrat, which is around 9,000-10,000 people. There's a city called Male Adumim, which is some 40,000 people living there. Beitar Elite, which has close to 40, we're talking about 500,000 Jews living in what's called the West Bank. So when they call on the news for the Jews to quote unquote return the West Bank, you're talking about uprooting some 500,000 people, which is just not possible. So the city of Bethlehem, which is not a Jewish city, but that's geographically in the West Bank.
It is a Bible
well.
City.
It's a biblical city.
The city Shiloh.
City of Shiloh or Hebron or Hebron. Ken. That's in also in the West Bank. Shiloh, as you mentioned, Shiloh
Jericho.
In Hebrew, Jericho. Look, the biblical cities are all Shechem, as you mentioned.
We
this
call
is
it
all the West Bank,
Shechem
Nablus
or something
or
like
Shechem,
that.
Perhaps.
We mispronounce
right.
it. But those are all there.
Yeah, you know something? Right near my house is a road, an ancient road. It was a Roman road. It's also referred to, there's a sign called the Derech Avot, the Way of the Patriarchs.
I've been on it.
You've been on it. So that's the road that we know, that's the way that our ancestors all walked.
Abraham, Isaac,
right?
Jacob.
That's right. The story of the Maccabees, everyone had to travel that road. And, you know, when I wake up in the morning and I think 15 minutes south of me is the city of Hebron, and then I go onto the main road and I pass by all these towns that are the biblical story, it's very hard to live there because it's overwhelming. I don't mean that in a bad way. It's hard to live. I mean, it's so spiritually overwhelming.
It's spiritually overwhelming that you're a part.
That's the road you're traveling.
That's the road. That's an ancient
that's
road. The
path.
Bible is true. What
right.
God said is
right.
happening, and it's happening to me.
That's right.
And through me. And I see the fruit that he said would blossom. And I see the things that he said would happen. Oh, my. I have the same feeling as I go there. Bless the Lord. It is overwhelming to see these promises come true. The Valley of the Dry Bones. Just think about it. Now, we talked about last week mm-hmm. your family in the Holocaust. It's against all odds, as that series said, mm-hmm. that people... A nation that were almost just, well, 6 million of them were killed. in the time of the Holocaust. And then within how many years? 3 years. 1948, 1945, the war is over. 1947 and 48. Here we have a nation born.
Right.
1967, you get back Jerusalem.
Right. In history, no nation has been thrown out of their country two times and returned to it. The Jewish people are the only nation that have done that. The temple was destroyed in 586 BCE. We were exiled, returned 70 years later in 516. We rebuilt the temple, BCE. That was destroyed. We were exiled in 70 of the Common Era, or AD, and returned again in 1948. That is unheard of historically. No one has ever done that. But the Bible is our roadmap.
Said so.
Exactly. And it says the Jewish people will be Hama'at Mikol Amim, will always be a small nation. And the Bible says that in the book of Deuteronomy. And it's just a roadmap. And here we are again. There is a British historian named Arnold Toynbee who did a study of the nations of the world. And he said that there really was only one nation that did not fit his pattern. And that was the Jewish people. Everyone else, they rose, they contributed something to the world, they plateaued, and they disappeared. The Romans, the ancient Greeks, the Hittites, the Assyrians, and they're all gone, as Mark Twain said. But here, he couldn't figure it out. So you know what he said in his book? He said that the Jewish people are a statistical outlier. Meaning, it's like, I'll give you an example. If you have an exam in school, and everyone gets between a 60 and a 90, but one person gets a 12, that 12 we discount in our statistics. So the Jewish people are the 12. He said, I can't explain it, but they're an outlier. But those who are Bible believers, we can explain it. It's very simple, that God promised the eternity of the Jewish people as witnesses to history, as witnesses to God's world. Mm-hmm. And so,
bless the Lord.
I have a friend actually who read that book, who was a secular Jew.
Innocence Abroad?
No, this book by Arnold Toynbee
I'm
mentioning.
Okay, Arnold Toynbee.
He read this book and he became a religious Jew. He said, it's not possible.
It's not possible.
It's
against
that
it's
an
all
accident.
Odds.
Right. It's against all odds as it keeps coming up over and over this series. You know, but these things they're so big that some people can't see it. You know, it's like almost blinding. The truth is so blinding that some people just can't see it sometimes. And but the good work that you're doing here, you know, you're able to, to be, let's say, glasses for the soul. You know, so sometimes the soul needs to be focused. And the work that you do here in your ministry, you know, we so appreciate it. And your glasses for the soul, that people sometimes don't know how to focus. And you, like a laser beam, are able to focus them on the truth of the Bible. And I'm really enjoying this last, you know, week and a half we spent together on this show that, you know, we really appreciate that.
Thank you so much, Moshe. We appreciate you. We appreciate you digging up stakes, pulling up stakes, and going home and being that fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Thank you.
I'm going to pinch you in a minute, and that will mean that I have pinched prophecy, God's word come true. And so we'll be back with you tomorrow. We're offering you last week and this week the mountains of Israel, so that you can understand what the world calls the West Bank. It's the Bible Land. And this is Billy Graham saying shalom until tomorrow.